name of Rav. Rav is the one that said his din. Is Kashya the Rav or the Rav? Betarti. I'm going to have a stira on Rav, Betarti, as two halachis is going to be stira ladodi. What's the stira? Tiyo marav yirmiyo, bar abba. Oh, my Rav, he said over the name of Rav, that mavoi shenifras b'mloi yelachotzer. A mavoi that was open completely to the chotzer. So come out the exact same picture as before, but instead of being open to a rochba again is the backyard, it was open to the chotzer, to a front yard. Come out the exact same picture. Just instead of being a rochba, it has a chotzer. There's an afkamina between a rochba and a chotzer. A rochba was saying is the backyard, people don't live there, people don't use it. There's no diur in there, people don't use it really. And a chotzer, the front yard, people walk into the chotzer. People come in the house. Into the chotzer, a chotzer has a diurin. It's called people walk through it. So it's a more chomadik alaka chotzer. The real picture here is picture 71. The bottom of the page, that's the picture, the same picture that's here that has the same chotzer to it. There's a movi opening up into a chotzer. This is Rav Talocha. I'm a Rav. Movi shenifrats b'meluya l'chotzer. Oh, that's the wrong picture. That's to be the same picture up here. With Meluya means the entrance here. The Movi comes to the Rechava, is mamish open wide. There's no side of the wall left over. That's called Bimeluya. So Movi, Shenifras Bimeluya Lechotzer, where the Movi opened up to the Chotzer. It was completely open. There was no side walls at all left over to the Movi. Venifrat Chotzer, Kinegdoi, and also now the Chotzer at the other side, the right wall, also has a pirtza to the Rishus Rabim, is Alocha Muteris. You're allowed to carry inside the Chotzer, Abu Movi Yotzer, Venifrat Chotzer Kinegdoi, is Alocha Chotzer Muteris. The Chotzer itself is Mutter to carry in. Hey, look at the top picture. Forget about the word Rechov. Let's say it's a Chotzer. So the Chotzer itself still has like four walls around it. Because on the right side that has the pirtzah to Rishus Rabim, since it's less than 10 amos, or exactly 10 amos, it's called the Pesach, it's still mutter. Who are then the entrance to the Movi coming into the Chotzer also has a Shem Pesach. So about both pirtzahs have a Shem Pesach, Lamaitse, there are still four walls in the Chotzer, the Chotzer Vadi is still not a carrying. That's Rav also holds. But Rav says, Umovi Yosser, you should know in this Movi, since it's open completely into the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. That was Rav's halacha. Now the kasher is via mai. Why is it osur lehevei kamovui shekolal rochba? It should be the same halacha like we just said before. Let it be the same way that a movui that opens up into rochba. Rabbi Yehuda just got finished saying it's muteres. You don't have to make any tikkun with a movui opens up into the rochba. So how come Rav says when it opens up into the chotzer, you do have to have a tikkun? What's the chiluk of rochba and a chotzer? So Chitzek Raya, that Rav is not the one that said the din before. It had to be Shmuel was the one that said the din before. Benachlam, according to Rav, will be different. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi b'meluya. Koisel em tsoyi al pnei kulei. There's the third wall of the Movi, that the other side of the Movi, the right side of the Movi, is open completely into the Chotzer. Now on the right side of the chotzer, the wall also has the pirtza. But abi, it's only 10 amos, not more. Still, it's called a pesach. Is alocha chotzer muteris inside the chotzer vadi lada carry till the day lehevi bimluya. Because in the chotzer itself, you stand inside the chotzer, there are walls all around it. There's no opening completely. Like both sides of the pirtza is a piece of wall left over. Gifufa means a piece of the wall still there. So on both sides of the pirtza, let's say, look in the chotzer, in the top picture of the rochbon, the chotzer, where you have a pirtza opening here, but both sides of the opening still has a wall on both sides. So therefore the opening is called a pesach, and the mechitza still has a shem mechitza to it. The gate of being inside this chotzer, all the openings are just called psochim, a pesach opening up, and a pesach doesn't passel a mechitza, albeit less than or not more than 10 amos. Either bnei movi now could walk straight into the chotzer. So why doesn't the people in the movi ask the bnei chotzer? So shein movi oisu al chaseras apsuchim loy. That's a halacha. We'll see later on more in the mesecta about this. In Prokim later on, that the Movi doesn't answer into a Chotzer. Even though the Drisis are regal, the people from the Movi are allowed to walk straight into the Chotzer, they don't answer on the Chotzer. Abu Chatzeros Mashenkin, the people in the Chotzer, Oyskrim B'Movi. They ask that the people in the Movi now cannot carry out in the Movi. Sherei Drisis Raglehem Olov. Because the people from the Chotzer have a right to walk out to the Movi, to walk out to Rishus Rabim. I let, what about the Rishus Sarab all the way on the right side? Why doesn't the Rishus Sarab master into the Chutzar? The Chutzar Absuach like a Pesachu. It doesn't answer either. Even though the door is open to the Rishus Sarabim, but since it's called a Pesach, still to a Chutzar it's Mutter. The Kasher is, I we had before, on the Gemara before, that we have a Rabin, Darsi Bey, a Rabin going through a Mechitza, breaks the Mechitza. So the Mefarshim said it's only by a Movi. By a Chotzer, you don't say the halacha. By a Chotzer has different halacha. That as long as the Pirtza is not more than 10 Amis, it's called the Pesach, and even though you have the right for the Rishus Rabim to walk into the Chotzer, it doesn't break the Mechitza. The Mechitza is called the good Mechitza, the Shreit Mechitza, and the Chotzer has four Mechitzas around it. That's the halacha of a Chotzer. What about the Movi now? Zot Rav, O Movi Yosser, in the Movi now you're not allowed to carry just with this Lechi alone. This Lechi alone is not mat to the Movi. The Chur will have to make a Tzuras of Pesach on the other side. Why? O Movi Yosser. Now, Kosalka Dayetach, the Havimina is like this. Midin Nokat for Nifritzon. Chotzer Kenegdoim, since it says the case is that right opposite the Movi into the Chotzer on the right side, there's a break in the wall that opens up to the Rishus HaRabim. V'nifritza Chotzer Kenegdoi, Mishum Demechse K'movi Mefulish. The Havimina is the reason why it's awesome, because the Maisu, it looks like a Movi Mefulish. If you're standing in the Movi, you look both ways, it looks open. It looks open to the left, it looks open to the right, even though it's going into the Chotzer, but straight across in the Chotzer, there's an opening in that right wall. So it looks straight through. So if you stand in the Movi, it looks Mamish Mefulish. So that's the Havimina why it's also. Mishum the Mechsei Kamovi Mefulish. Ka'osalei. For love Mishum the Nifras Lechotzer. It's not the Pshat is because it's opened up into the Chotzer. And was saying it's Svara, a Chotzer has the urine. People live in the Chotzer. And male, the fact that people live there when they walk from the Chotzer into the Mavui, after the urine of the Chotzer, after the Mavui. That's not Pshat here. So the only reason why Rav says it's also is because it looks like a Mavui Mefulish. Now, Rabbi Yehuda. Now the theory is like this. Rabbi Yehuda before said halacha, midinokat rochba. Rabbi Yehuda said you should know only if the case is like the top picture, where the movi opened up into rochba. Now what's the difference between a rochba and a chotzer? How can Rabbi Yehuda only said a rochba, which is the backyard, and not a chotzer, the front yard? What's the difference? Ashminon. The mishum mefulish lo mitzvah. He wants to tell you if I catch from this far now. Even though it's opened up into rochba, and on the right side of the rochba there's a pirtza that looks like the Rishus Rabbim, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter. So you see, when you're standing in the movi, it looks like a movi mefulish open on both sides. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. It's not called mefulish. Even though on the right side opens up into the rochba and there's a crack through on that right wall, so it looks like a movi mefulish, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold this svara, it looks like a movi mefulish. Over rochba, now why did Rabbi Yehuda Davka pick to say by a rochba it's mutter? Why didn't he say a chotzer? By the rochba leket urine. In the rochba in the backyard, the people don't use it so much. It's not cold like people are living there. The list is there olay. Today that you say that the urine, the fact that people live there, when they walk through into the movi, they should ask around the movi. That was Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Ah, will he have a kol l'chotzer? Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if it would have been opened up into a chotzer, now the same picture, instead of being a rochba, it'll be a chotzer here, then asr olay. Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chotzer would ask around the bnei movi. Why? Because since the chotzer has the shem d'urin, it's like people live there. So you have the drisa seregel. We'll see these svaras more in the mesechta. But a drisa seregel, people have a right to walk there, and they walk out of the house. That's called they use it a lot. So if they use it a lot when they walk through into the mavui, they ask around the name mavui. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's svar before. Now since Rav says here, the Havimina is, the reason why Rav says this chotzer is osur only because it was a mefulish. That's why it's osur. Mashma, if not for mefulish, it'd be mutter. Either b'nei chotzer walk into the mavui, let the b'nei chotzer ask for the mavui. So you see, Rav dinked on both those two svaris. Rav holds b'nei chotzer do not ask for the mavui. Rav Yehuda before says mashma, he only was mata by a rechava. Mashma, because it has no diurin. Mashenka, if it would have been a chotzer, since people live in the chotzer, that's the main entrance to walk in and walk out of the house. So when they walk into the mavi, they would ask for the mavi. So that's one machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav. And another machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav would be that Rav is mashma. Why is it osur? The fact it's open to the chotzer only because it looks like a mavi mefulish. It looks like it's open to the Rishus Rabim on both sides, on the right side. Now Rav Yehuda says, "Klo, not like that," because Rav Yehuda says, even though it's opened up into the rechava and the rechava is open to the Rishus Rabim, still it's mutter. If you're going to tell me the svar is, it looks like the mavim are foolish, it should be awesome. So the kids, you can't say Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, because then there'll be a stir in both halachis. So you have to say Rav Yehuda said the din over Alibu the Shmuel. So in Echlam, it's a machloek is Shmuel and Rav. The kids, that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara, so again. Modi the Rav, because if this din Rav Yehuda would be a name of Rav, you should know Kasha the Rav by the Rav Batarati. I'd have a stir on Rav on two svaris. The Yom Rav Yimei Barab, Omer Rav. Because it says over the name of Rav, Movi Shenifras Bimluya Lechotzer. If the Movi was opened up into a Chotzer. So this is one different than Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda before was talking about Afki Rechova, and now Rav is talking about a Chotzer. And Vaita Venifras Chotzer Kenegdoi. So the Havaminer is, this is the Iker reason why he says it's Osir. Because on the other side of the Chotzer, that wall has a breakthrough. So Mele standing in the Movi, it looks like a Movi Mefulish, looks open both ways. Is Chotzer Muteris or Movi Osir? And the Movi is Osir. So Havaminer is, why is the Movi Osir? Because it looks like a Movi Mefulish. So Abizoy, it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Before Rabbi Yehuda, it says not like that. Even though the Movi was opened up into the Rechava, and the Rechava was Poritz, a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabin, still we said it was Mutter. Let's look in the Movi as if it's a Movi Mefulish. We say, no, it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. And as far as Poshit, because when you come out of the Movi into the Rechava, you see there's a big right side and a big left side. There are places to move. You see Rechava. So it doesn't look like Imam is going straight into Rishus Rabin. When you come out of the Movi, it looks like you're going into Rechava. So that's why it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. That was Rav Yehuda's Svarim. But Rav says not like that. So the Gemara of Yamai, so the Kasha, let the Kamavish call the Rechava, and let it be Mutter. But if Rav's Svar, why it's Usr, is only because it looks like a Mavi Mefulish, Rav Yehuda said not like that. Rav Yehuda said that when the Mavi opens up into Rechava, it's Mutter. And we don't look as if it's Mefulish to Rishus Rabin. Because when you walk from the Mavi into the Rechava, you see it's a new Rishus to Rechava. It's a nice big Rishus Yachid here. One wall is open to Rishus Rabin, that's a Pesach. It's not called a Mavi Mefulish. So his chutzaraya of Yehuda can't be like Rav. He has to go according to Shmuel. Omalei, Rav Yosef answered back, Ano lo yadana. I don't know what you're talking about. Like Rashi, Ano yadana Rashi miman gomer. I'm not sure. I heard the name of Rav Yehuda's stam. I'm not sure who Rav Yehuda's heard it from. In other words, he's not masking to this kasha. It could be heard over the name of Rav. It could be heard over the name of Shmuel. No uvde heve vidura derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa, Sadrashi Kfar Royim. That's a Kfar, Hicktown. Shh! Anshul, maybe you can learn inside, maybe. Anshul, maybe you can learn inside. Bedura Derusa, yeah, Kfar Royim, Shekola Larochba. Yeah, so the maisa was, and not only a Dan Uv the Heavy, Bedura Derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa. There was a name of a place. That Movi, the case it was a Movi Shekola L'Rochba. It was a Movi that opened up into the Rochba, the top picture still, our first case, Evi. V'yos L'Kaimi the Rav Yehuda, and it came in front of Rav Yehuda, V'loi Atzrechei V'loi Midi, and he didn't need anything. Another Rav Yehuda holds like this halacha, that even though the Movi was open straight into the Rechava, still, Abid, there was a Lechi at the beginning of the Movi, so the other side of the Movi that opens up into the Rechava, doesn't need anything. Now Rav Yosef said, V'kasher Mishmei Derav, Devi Mishrei Deshmuel. Hey, he was masking to him. I don't know who I heard it from. I just know that's what Rav Yehuda said. If you're telling me it can't go according to Rav, I'm asking to you, good? Let it go according to Shmuel. Because I'm not mechulik on you. I don't know who I heard it from. So if you're telling me it can't be like Rav, good, I'll go like Shmuel. So at the Gemara, but the Yemesis name, the Yemesis is not Shver at all. The Yemesis at the Gemara, Voloi Kashemidi. Nothing is Shver. Both members are the name of Rav. And there's no steer of Rav and Rav. I'll tell you like this. Hashtag the Yom Malera Sheshis. The Rav Shmuel Baraba, the Yamrile, the Rav Yosef Baraba, Asav Lecho. I'll tell you chilek between a Rechova and a Chotzer. Asav Lecho, Kan Sheirvu, Kan Shloi Irvu. Say there's a chilek when you say the Movi opened up into a Chotzer. There's an afkamina if the Chotzer made an Erev with the Movi that they're allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi. Echatz an afkamina. There's an afkamina of kanch irvu, kanch la irvu. There's an afkamina, we say now, when the Movi opened up into the Chotzer, does the Chotzer have an eruv, aruv chatzeris, that they're allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi? Then I'll tell you it's mutter, kan bishlo irvu, where they did not make an eruv echetzeris. So the people from the chotzer are not allowed to carry into the movie. That's a chilek. So I'll tell you, the rav adirav nami lakasha. Kan she irvu b'nei chotzer in b'nei movie, kan shlo irvu. That the Teretz says like this, the pshat why rav asses, when it walks into a chotzer, is not the pshat is because it looks like a movi mafulish. Nobody holds from that svara. Everybody's masking. Since the movi opens up into a chotzer and the chotzer is much wider than the movi, it doesn't look like it's going straight across into the Rishus Rabin. Not even according to Rav, it's mutter. It's not also machmas a movi mafulish. Now the only reason why it's also according to Rav is because the movi opened up into a chotzer. And the svara is the chotzer has the urine. That means people live there. They come out of the house into the front chotzer. So people walking from the chotzer, when they walk into the movi, the diurin aser on the movi. So made an afkamina. If the bnei chotzer made an eruv chatzeres with the movi, that they're allowed to walk into the movi and carry into the movi, so they don't aser on the movi. It applies like one rishus. But when the bnei chotzer did not make an eruv with the movi, then the reason why Rav holds this aser is because the people from the chotzer, when they walk into the movi, their diurin, their drisas haregel, aser on the movi. That's Rav's svara. So Mela, there's no spirit to the din before. Before Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a Rechava. A Rechava blives like a Chotzer Murevis. Because a Rechava has no durin. The backyard, we're saying that people don't use it so much. So it's not considered the Drisus Aregel. People walk through the backyard, and that's called the Drisus Aregel. It doesn't have a shame Drisus Aregel. So a Rechava has the same Mila as a Chotzer Murevis. Nor is the terrace why Rav said this Osir is only because the Mavi opened up into a Chotzer, and the Chotzer doesn't have the Ruvi Chatzeris, they're not allowed to carry, so when they walk through, they're Durin Asir on the Mavi. Mashenkin, when it's opened up into Rechava, since the Rechava has no Durin, Avadar it's Mutter. So the Fiyemis, Avadar of Yehuda could even be going according to Rav. There's no Stira. Rav that says this Osir, it's not because it looks like a Mavi Mefulish, that nobody holds like. Since it's wide here, you see chloris opening into Rechava or into a Chotzer, not to a Mavi Mefulish. Now the reason why Rav says this Asr is only because the Bnei Chotzer, they're Durin, they're walking asses. This Svara, the Shvei Svara, we'll see more in the Masechta. What does it mean exactly, the Durin, the fact you, the people that live there, when they walk through, they Asr onto the next Rishus. We'll see more about it later. But that's the case of the Chitzer, is the Echilik. Where Chotzer has Merevis and a Chotzer Shein Merevis. So Mela Rechava has the Mila of a Chotzer Merevis, because the Rechava doesn't have urine at all. So the bottom Rashi, the Rav Adarav Namila Tiksha, Klaima, Mehashtim Etzin Lameima, the Rav Yehuda, Vidur Vidurusa Kerav Avdu. I'll tell you that goes like Rav, Kedarminon, Kanch Yirvu, Kanch La Yirvu, Uv Rechava, Leket Urine, the Misra Mavui, and Rechava has the same Mila as the Chotzer of Merevis. Because a Rechava doesn't have any urine, therefore they don't ask the Zelzit. That's the Yemes. Now the Gemara is going to say, Svar is the Fida Havimina. Fred the Gemara.